Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Honey, there's a charge on my credit card, and I don't know nothing about what this is. And she told me, she tried to tell me something, but I didn't make this charge. And nobody in my house did either.
Okay, ma'am, I'll be more...
I've not received nothing neither, so I don't have a clue what it is. I don't order stuff like that. Whatever. I just need it took off of my bill. You there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I was just listening to you, ma'am. I do apologize. Okay. I will be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am. Can I please have the first and last name and zip code, please?
Stella Van Hook. Son, I'm on the telephone. Now stop it. I can't hear her talk. Get up away from the dog. Get up there. Mitch, here. I'm on the telephone. Get up. Now. Get up there. Not I'm on the phone. Okay, then. I'm sorry. Jordan. My name's Stella Van Hook. Did you hear that, honey?
I did. I was waiting for you to finish speaking to your child over there. It's okay.
Some of this child. No, we're not listening.
I needed the zip code.
30736.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm looking for an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to look for that.
I cooked supper and I seen that and I said, oh, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I've pulled up an account with that name and zip code. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address for me, please?
The shipping address for what? Mm-hmm.
Do you mind verifying the shipping address?
65 Frontier Lane, Ringo, Georgia.
Thank you, ma'am. So I've pulled up an account with that information today. So I'm showing this was initially for a meal planning app called Bites Hub. This meal planning
meal
app helps.
Plan.
Yes, ma'am, a meal planning app, actually. So the app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars.
Oh,
it also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am. Do you remember ever signing up for a meal planning app?
No, honey, I wouldn't have even done that, period.
This would have been done back on 4/21 when you entered into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. Does that sound familiar
but,
to you?
If you enter a contest and it gives you a meal plan without your okay in it?
So when you entered into a contest for the Dyson's vacuum, it stated in the terms and conditions you were also going to be signing up for the meal plan.
I haven't done it, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
But I'm taking, you're saying if you enter the contest, I don't get this.
So
no,
by
I'm
entering into the contest for a Dyson's vacuum, it allows you to try our meal plan for the meal planning app for initially a trial. And then you have the opportunity to try the meal planning app. If you did not want to sign up for that during the initial contest entry, then you would just select opt out. That's what for. You never did any contest entry or anything like that, ma'am?
No.
Okay. That is fine. I'm just explaining it to you to verify.
Okay.
I have to do that. Unfortunately, I have to verify all this with you. Well, that is fine. And no one else in your household would have ever done any type of trial or contest entry?
1/7 and 1/9.
Okay. Okay, that is fine. I just have to ask these questions. I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, I'll be happy to go ahead and assist you with getting this file this Friday. Now, I do need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank regarding these charges, ma'am?
I haven't called them yet. I was going to call y'all first. I seen it on my phone. And I said, I'm going to call this number and see what this is.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And, no, I haven't called Synchrony yet.
Okay. I'm just saying thank you for verifying that. I will be more than happy to proceed forward with getting this file as fraud. Now, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address that is on this account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud for you?
Yeah, because I did not order nothing. I have not ordered nothing. So, yeah. And if you can't cancel it, I can call the bank myself and get canceled.
I'm happy to get it filed as fraud for you. Okay. I'm working on that as we speak. Please stand in line while file this as fraud, and I'll be working on your refund for your fraud premium, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Will it go back on the car or what?
Yeah, I'll be working on a refund for the fraud claim. So please just stay in line. I'll have confirmation numbers shortly. I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
That's good to know. Not to they do some on your phone all the time. Junk crap. I delete all that crap. I've done a whole bunch of them dicing ones come on my phone lately. I mean, one right after another. It's just crooked.
I'm still here. I'm working on the refund for your fraud claim. Please stay in line.
Jay, that's your
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm working on the refunds for you. I'm almost done getting it refunded for you.
What's wrong with you? What would you hurt yourself at? Let me see. You didn't make no blood. You didn't skin it bad. I don't see where on your back. It didn't cut you nothing. Probably just hurt the pain. Will you get, put your shoes on, go get Papa out?
Okay, so I've got this filed as fraud for you and refunded. I have a confirmation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so your amount you'll be getting back is $59.87, ma'am. That confirmation number is going to be 7168451724.
7168451724.
Correct.
Okie dokie.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am, that's it. I appreciate it.
Okay, ma'am, well, thank you so much for calling customer support, and I really hope you have a very, very wonderful day.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.